So let me do my Olympic survey as I did last week. And each week, more and more people have been to see different Olympic events. Who has been to an Olympic event here in the last few weeks? Good number, about half the church. More last week, that's because people on holiday. And actually, Julia, you were umpiring, weren't you, at the Olympic tennis? So we see you on the centre court at Wimbledon, and then carries on this summer in the Olympics as well. Anybody have a favourite event they've watched last few days on television or in reality, been there, seen it? Gymnastics, thank you. Yes? Athletics? What do you like the athletics? I went to some rowing one day at Eton Dorney, which was great. I went to the soccer GB versus UAE with George, and that was great. We won that, and amazing how that stadium has been put together. And there's Mo Farah, as well as people like Jessica Innes, who've done so brilliantly. And Camilla called me out of my study last night, said, John, it's the last two laps, get away from your desk, come and see. So I obediently went through. Well, what do you need to be a medal winner? Let's have a bit of advice here. What do you need to be a medal winner? Stamina, thank you, Julia. Courage, hard work. Determination, other things. Belief. Belief in yourself, yes. Discipline, that's absolutely right, thank you. Verna. Persistence. Support, absolutely. Very important, thank you, David. All sorts of things. Anything else? Any other things I've missed out or you've missed out? There are probably countless others. Ability. Certainly the gifting is important. I wasn't made to be a 100-metre runner, I don't think. What I have noticed is that people make some very careful preparation. And at Eton Dorney there was some women's rowing, and actually the girl who came last by quite a long way was a Saudi Arabian girl. Of course, she was dressed in her Saudi dress, and it made me realise that, you know, perhaps you really do need to wear lycra to be an athletic. It makes you more aerodynamic, and however sort of unfashioned it looks on us. What else do we need which hasn't been mentioned? It surprises me. Belief.
Self.
Desire to win.
Inspiration.
Oh, I've got something. Training. What I was just thinking about today was food, thank you very much. You do need decent food, don't you? And here is a loaf of bread to remind us that you need to have your sort of boiled egg and toast or whatever you're having. But I suspect that those who are looking at the athletes' general speed and dealing with the fuel they're eating, make sure, I'm just guessing, I haven't spoken to your coach, there's a balance of protein and carbohydrate and sugars and salt to maximise energy, because food is so important. I heard a mother, speaking of another mother, with her rather embarrassed, I guess, 17, 18-year-old son, saying he's going off to college next year, and of course he doesn't know how to cook anything. I'm going to have to teach him. And his mother obviously decided he needed to be fed up in some way before he went and taught how he should cook properly himself. Well, even in schools we're taught about home economics nowadays in most of our schools. Well, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never thirst. And so many people thirst after more and more excitement. They hunger after all sorts of things, but find a gnawing emptiness. That's why I've entitled the talk today, I can't get no satisfaction. Because there's an empty gap in us, a God-shaped gap. But I want to focus in on the last verse read to us. Listen carefully. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I'll give the life of the world. Now I'll get ask John, my glamorous assistant, to come out here and help me. And if you could hold it with that side, John, high up on that side, if you could do it the other way up. There you are. A loaf on a breadboard, and his words of Jesus, I am the bread of life. Well, I am the living bread. And those are familiar words, but what Jesus is claiming is so easily lost on us. It's so familiar. Think about the Guinness Book of Records. It's full of improbable but true facts. It's absolutely fascinating. But there's one fact I've not found in the Guinness Book of Records, and that is of vital significance. Johnny, put that down. That's great. I want to show people that. I won't even be able to hold it. I don't think it'll prop up. I've tried before. So let's leave it on the table for a moment. Why is Jesus so important? Why is he of such significance? Why is he the living bread, the bread of life? Well, a number of things to mention this morning. For you parents, godparents, all the adults here and the younger people as well, think about why Jesus is special. The first reason is this: his divine origin. John 6, verse 51, we're told he's the bread, the living bread, that came down from heaven. And that phrase comes 7 times in this chapter of John. We need to look nowhere else, because the Divine One has come to us from glory to the earth, to shame and to death. His divine origin. He is the God-man. The second, his great work. My flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world. As John said in the earlier part of the service, we need to accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sin. Our most basic need is forgiveness. It's not just what a murderer needs, or somebody who's been a bank robber. Every one of us needs to be forgiven. There's also not just his divine origin, not just his great work, but there's his lasting promise. Just listen again, and John made this point about eternal life as we began. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. We will all physically die unless Jesus Christ returns in our lifetime. But actually, without Jesus, we're spiritually dead. We're cut off from God. And actually, why the baptism and the promise are so important, and the duty of parents and godparents, is they need to pray for Arthur. But actually, he'll discover who Jesus is. And because of that, his response to Jesus will live forever. Eternal life is something which begins now but endures the age to come. And Jesus is the true bread of life. Another thing about this Jesus, his divine origin, his great work, his flesh given, his sacrifice so we can be forgiven, his lasting eternal promise, but then his open offer. If anyone eats of this bread, he or she will live forever. What does that mean, eat of this bread? It's nothing to do with communion, because in fact, Jesus was speaking these words before he instituted the Lord's Supper, and also he was speaking to antagonistic, disbelieving Jewish people. It means to take Jesus into our innermost part, to ask him to be part of our lives, to ask him into our lives. Let me tell you a really sad story. It's an Olympic story. It's about Jesse Owens. Anybody remember who he was? I guess not many people here can remember that particular Olympics clearly, but Jesse Owens was a US sprinter. He was a black athlete, a long jumper as well as a sprinter. And in a lot of our history books, there is a photograph, or used to be, of Hitler storming out of a stadium at the Olympic Games because he wasn't going to shake the hands of Jesse Owens, that black man. And we're shocked, aren't we, rightly by that. And you know, it got worse because he went back to Atlanta, where he was from, There's a huge civic dinner in his honour. It put Atlanta on the map. It wasn't a very big, well-known place then. And yes, he was rewarded, he was applauded. And do you know what happened? That southern state, the people at that dinner, then sent him out of the room because he was a black man. It's shocking to the core, isn't it? How ironic, he was the guest of honour. And the question for all of us is, have we welcomed Jesus? Have we welcomed him as we should to every part of our lives and not sent him out from different parts or ignored him? Well, Jesus, the bread of life, I am the living bread. And perhaps as you pick up a loaf of bread or cut one up, you can learn perhaps one verse, John 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. Or John 6, verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. He's available now, not just on Sundays, not just for people in England or America. He's available always as well. If anyone eats of his bread, he will live forever. Let's pray. Lord, we do ignore you. We forget about you. We thank you that you meet our deepest needs. You bring us forgiveness. You bring us knowledge of God. And so we pray that we might realize that you are the basic necessity we have for the whole of life. How we thank you that you came in humility, costly humility, to die for us on the cross. Thank you that we can live forever because of the love of Jesus shown to us. And this we ask in his saving name. Amen.